Yes, thank you very much, David. I'd like to commend all of the members of the panel for doing such great work and for organizing this call. CARE has been working in Haiti for 50 years, and we are very interested in your observations about how the long-term development approach can be strengthened to recognize the critical role that women play in development and to prioritize the issues that impact women, for example, security, access to critical medical services like maternal health. So any of the thoughts from the panel would be very interesting.
Particular question on impact on women.
That's correct.
Okay. Would anybody like to take a stab at that? Joya, perhaps you from your experience on the ground? Thanks.
I would be happy to, David. I mean, I think that it's a great question, and, you know, I know CARE has done a lot of work and is doing a lot of work on women's empowerment, and I would say that one of the key issues here is to me and to our group is to make sure that women, and particularly the poorest and most vulnerable women, have a central place in the response, not only as recipients of the response, but also as agents of the response. And in my view, there is no better way to do this than to really engage an army of community health workers and community agents and organizers who are paid. I see no better way to get some of this relief money to the most grassroots level. We all know that putting money in the hands of women is a way to improve lots of health and social indicators of families. And at Partners in Health, we have it between, depending on the country, 60 to 90% of our community health workers, who now number worldwide over 7,000, are women. And we do that preferentially as a way to make sure that women are at the table as involved participants and also paid participants in their work. So I think that's a very important part. The other one is the issue of women as patients. And I think with Senator Frist being there and other, I also am a physician, though not a surgeon, I think as we build health infrastructure to respond, as someone said, building back better, or even the temporary health infrastructure we need to respond, it must include a significant component of women's health, particularly family planning and emergency obstetrical care. We know that Haiti has an extremely high death rate during pregnancy, the highest in the hemisphere, 600 per 100,000. That is probably a gross underestimate. And this will just make it worse because most of those maternal deaths are because of lack of access to cesarean section, to blood, and to antibiotics at the time of delivery. And so we're hoping that the focus on surgery, and I agree with Senator Frist, the type of disaster that this is quite different than many other, and the need for surgical services. Let us use this as an opportunity to move obstetrical care into the mainstream in terms of a massive, large-scale public health response. So at least from our part, involving women as agents of health, bringing them to the table, paying them, making sure that they have a voice in designing the response, whether it's coordinating in their communities, organizing communities. Women are, of course, sharing the, taking over the large burden of the orphans that have been created and trying to create structures that will allow these women to have a real say and be able to earn some valid and reasonable kind of income and voice and seat at the table.